Let's hear about another part of the legacy of NAFTA, the trade agreement's environmental impact. Adrian Florido of the Fronteras Public Radio Reporting Project has this story from the California border city of Tijuana.
After NAFTA was signed, eastern Tijuana experienced a building frenzy. One industrial park after another sprung up to accommodate the scores of American factories that came here in search of cheap labor.
Aquí en la ciudad industrial de Meseta.
Magdalena Cerda is an environmental activist, and she's brought me to the edge of one of those sprawling industrial complexes, to some barren, empty, concrete basketball courts.
Aquí una celda de estabilización se llama. Tenemos aquí una 42,000 toneladas.
It turns out that buried deep beneath these basketball courts, entombed in layers of plastic and concrete, are tons of toxic waste. In the mid-90s, an American battery recycling company called Metals and Derivatives shut down here. The American owner abandoned the site soaked in lead and other toxins. It's just upstream from a working-class neighborhood. It took Cerda and a coalition of activists and neighbors 10 years to get the Mexican government to clean the site up and to put in those basketball courts to prevent future digging. She says the Mexican bureaucracy had no experience with this kind of work. This site is Exhibit A for environmentalists who oppose NAFTA. They say the free trade agreement has allowed cross-border industrialization to boom while doing little to ensure that poor communities like this are protected. NAFTA didn't create any multinational environmental regulations. It didn't create a North American environmental police force, no fines for polluters. What it did create was the Commission on Environmental Cooperation, based in Canada. It's the body where citizens can submit complaints about contamination in their country, but not until after it's already happened. The commission then investigates those complaints.
That was really it, and that's really nothing in terms of establishing environmental standards.
Diane Takvorian directs the Environmental Health Coalition. It's the San Diego nonprofit that led the charge to clean up that battery recycling site in Tijuana.
The citizens' submission process can work to a certain degree, but we think that NAFTA could have done much more to encourage sites like that not to have been produced in the first place.
If, based on a citizen's complaint, the commission determines that a hazard is going unaddressed, it publishes a report, what's called a factual record. That's what happened at the factory in Tijuana. For the citizens who'd been complaining for years, the report was like a stamp of approval, saying that, yeah, their concerns were valid. The report helped them finally convince the Mexican government to take action and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help. But that report took 4 years to complete.
And that was one of the shorter ones. So there are others that have taken 5, 6 years. Some have taken up to 8 years and are still languishing.
That's almost half the time that NAFTA's been in existence. And when you're talking about toxic waste near people's homes, that's enough time to do some pretty serious damage.
There was really a sense that that there was an inordinate delay and that this was not helpful.
Evan Lloyd directs the Commission on Environmental Cooperation. This summer, the commission committed to speed things up. Its goal is now to fully respond to citizen complaints within 2 years. Lloyd acknowledges the commission has a limited role, but says if not for the citizen complaint process, some pollution may never have been cleaned up at all.
NAFTA has, in effect, empowered or enabled Mexico to raise its environmental standards, its enforcement, to a level that is higher than it would have been without NAFTA.
But Takvorian, the environmental activist, thinks more could still be done.
This was a process that really says you can complain about your government and about the lack of environmental enforcement, but we're really not going to do anything significant about it.
In the 18 years that NAFTA's been in effect, the commission's received a total of 79 complaints of environmental pollution across North America. It's issued factual records for only 15. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.